Good morning. Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiverr. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, hi. My name is Stephen Doris.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Doing okay. Sorry about my voice.
Okay.
What can I do for you today?
I got a limited time offer of $69.99 for Art Shop Fiverr.
Sure. So we're looking at signing up?
Yeah, well, if that's all the price is, no more hidden costs after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely help you with signing up. What is your service address for me, please?
It's 27 Sherry Lane, Sherry, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. And what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-399-6416.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. All right, Stephen. And so we're looking at signing up. Let's go ahead and take a look and see when we would be able to have service to your address. All right, and I've got it pulled up right now. So it is looking like the end of October, as far as service being available to your location.
And the deal would still be the same?
Yes, yes. We can definitely sign up now. Essentially, what it would be a pre-order. And then once we get closer to the in-service date of the 25th of October, we'll be giving you a call to go ahead and schedule the appointment.
And right now I have Spectrum, so I would calling and canceling with them before you came and did your thing?
So actually, we recommend that you call and cancel after we already install our services, just so that you remain connected.
Okay, and you're providing the modem?
Yes, yes, we provide the modem and the router, and that's fully included in the price. Also, the great thing about our price is that it does not, it includes all the taxes and fees, so there's nothing more that you're going to be paying.
Okay. And it's a two-year price guarantee.
Correct? Correct. No contracts.
Yeah, I see that on the flyer.
But the price for $69.99 is if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Okay, that's fine. It has to be a checking account, not a credit card?
If you do credit or debit, we only give a $5 discount. So to take advantage of the full $10 discount, it would have to be the checking.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and get you signed up. You were looking at the 1 gig, correct, for the 69?
1,000 Mbps, is that
correct? Yep, that would be the 1 gigabyte.
Yeah.
And were you looking at getting phone service?
How much more for phone service?
So it's $24.99 for our phone service, for our home phone.
A landline.
Yes, yes, it would essentially work landline. As a landline.
Yeah, no, don't want that.
No. All right, and if you don't mind me asking, how large is your home, approximately?
I don't know, 1,700 square feet, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason that I ask is because sometimes, depending on how large your home is, we want to be able to get you connected for the entire coverage of your home. Sometimes the modem and the router, depending on how large your home is, might not reach those hard-to-reach spots, depending on where it's placed in the house. So we do recommend an extender, which is only $7.99 per month, but it's not required. So if you do decide in the future that, hey, I'm having difficulty connecting in some spots in my home, you can definitely add it later on.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it like that.
Perfect. All right. And do you own or rent the property?
Well, my wife owns the property.
Okay. All right. So we'll put it under own. You're not paying a landlord, right?
Yeah. No, not paying a landlord.
Okay. And how are your current utilities feeding your home, such as Central Hudson or even Spectrum? Are they cables through the air or are the cables under the ground?
How am I heating my home? Is that what you said?
No. So, like, for example, Central Hudson, you know, like your electricity, how is it feeding your home? Is it entering your home through the air or under the ground?
It's an overhead wire.
Okay. All right, perfect. We just asked that just because we want to make sure that we connect you the right way. We do typically focus primarily on burying the cable, but if we are unable to, then we may go through the air.
burying the cable from the street?
Yes, so actually, it actually helps prevent you from loss of service for the most part, especially when you have storms or like really bad weather. You know, like how trees constantly fall and they'll hit those power lines. We do our best to avoid that altogether by burying the fiber lines. Is your billing address different than your service address?
Oh, it's both the same.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And Stephen, how do we spell your first name, please?
Stephen.
Okay. And your last name, please?
Doris.
Perfect. All right. And the phone number that you provided me is the best phone number that you would prefer on the account?
Yes.
And what is the best email address that you would like us to use for your account?
It's sdoris25@gmail.com.
Perfect. So that's S as in Sam, Doris, Doris, 25 at Gmail.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And did you want a secondary phone number on the account?
Yeah. It's 845-594-3775.
Okay, perfect. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Text is fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, and for the text opt-in, just so that you're aware, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and your billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay? Okay, perfect. All right, and as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score. What it does is it just tells us whether a deposit is needed or not, and it also provides us with validation that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay that minimal deposit. You
Okay.
can
Did you say
bypass.
some kind of a credit check? Is that what you said?
Yes, so it's a soft credit check. It's not a
Oh.
hard inquiry. It's a soft inquiry.
Okay.
It doesn't tell us any information. It doesn't give us a score. It just tells us,
Yeah.
hey, we need a $50 deposit or we don't need a $50 deposit.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you willing to go through with the credit check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. And just bear with me. And it just takes me a minute to get to that screen. I do apologize. All right, perfect. And whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social. I only need it once, and I immediately submit it, and then that's when it tells me yes or no, you need a deposit.
Okay. 057-440580.
Perfect. Submitting now. Perfect. Awesome. No deposit required.
Okay.
And we do offer that discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to go ahead and set that up now?
Yeah. Okay. Does that bring it below $69.99 or that's
where no, it'll bring it down to $69.99, but we also don't charge until the day of installation.
Yeah, okay.
So whenever you're ready, I do have the ability to enter the routing and account number.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Absolutely. No worries. Take your time.
Okay, the routing number is 22197-1264.
Okay, and just to confirm, that is Ulster Savings, right?
I'm sorry?
Just to confirm, the bank is Ulster Savings?
That's right, yes.
Okay, just want to make sure I have that correct. And what is the account number whenever you're ready, please?
150-131-9610.
Perfect. And the account is in your name?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. All right. So we are all set on that one. And how did you hear about us at our Shop Fiber? I believe you said that you had seen the flyer.
I got a flyer in the mail. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property? Such as like buried wires, a septic tank, anything that we need to be mindful of. Yeah, even if you have a big dog, for those who are afraid of dogs. That's actually usually my joke.
Nothing. No. There's a lot of deer running around, but they usually don't attack people.
Okay, perfect. And did you have any questions or comments for the techs?
Yeah, on the flyer, it says speeds up to 1,000 megabytes per second. And on the back, it says speeds up to 10 gig. Is that the same thing?
So, no. So, the speeds up to 1,000 megabytes per second would equal 1 gig. We do have plans that go up to 10 gigs.
Okay. And how does the 1 gig compare to 1,000 megabytes per second?
So, the 1 gig is the same as the 1,000 megabytes per second.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, the 10 gig would be, like, extremely, like, large bandwidth for, like, people who have, like, 200 devices, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it depends on how large the household is. If you're just somebody who's like, for example, me, I have three kids who game, I would probably go for the 2 gig just because I'm a gamer myself. I have a roommate who games, and then my kids all game. So if we're all on the same time, you know, we don't want to be lagging, especially if we're in a competitive game, for example, or even if we're streaming a lot.
Yeah, but if I wanted to go over 1 gig, it would cost more per month. Is that correct?
Yes, it would only be a $20 difference, though. So, that really is, it really depends on what you're using the internet for.
Should, you know, Google and, you know.
Yeah, website. Then the 1 gig should be perfect for you. Because if you're only doing, like, basic streaming, searching the web, even if you were doing, like, basic, you know, work duties, such as, like, sending emails or even handling phone calls, for example, then the 1 gig would be perfect. It's for those who have like more than like 10, 20 devices that are all connected that, you know, use internet regularly all at the same time. Then we usually recommend the higher package.
No, we just have one PC, one laptop and a couple of cell phones.
Yeah. Then the 1 gig is perfect for you then.
Okay. Okay.
Did you have any other questions or comments for the
text? No, I don't. I don't have any other questions.
Perfect. And you are all set as far as that goes. I'll go over a couple of disclosures. But other than that, we are all set. Once we get closer to towards the end of October, we'll be giving you a call and setting up your appointment. So just a couple more things. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. So what will happen is they may lay a temporary drop cable on the ground, and if they do that, then we will help to coordinate to bury that cable within 10 days of placement. If they have to go overhead, then they will go overhead. But for the most part, we do tend to do micro trenching, where we'll bury it 6 to 8 inches deep. If you have a current provider, I know you said that you have Spectrum. We do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are installed before canceling it with your current provider. That's so that you remain connected even throughout our installation process. The ONT, which is the modem, and the gateway, which is the router, and any equipment provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop. And when termination of service, it must be returned within 30 days. At that time, you'll receive a return kit, which is basically a pre-labeled box to send all the associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in the Archtop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today. What will happen is you'll receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your pre-order, and then the other will be an invitation to sign into your Archtop Fiber Online account. So you should be receiving an email that will provide you with a temporary password to sign in. You'll sign in using the email that you provided to me. Okay. And that way you'll be able to edit your autopay settings. You'll be able to manage your invoices, print them if needed. You can even upgrade your service online. It's a really handy tool. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. So you are all set, and once we get closer to the end of October, we'll definitely be reaching out to go ahead and get that appointment scheduled.
Okay, thank you.
You are so very welcome, Stephen. Did you have any other questions for me today?
I do not.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to go ahead and get your service set up at least most of the way. When I look forward to speaking with you when it comes to getting your installation appointment set up.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You are so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, and thanks for your patience with my voice.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.